One of the more memorable scenes from the musical Fiddler on the Roof occurs when the lead actor, Hevjal, asks his wife if she loves him. Golda, do you love me? After considering their 25 years together and those many years of washing his clothes, cooking for him, bearing his children, and laboring beside him in the field, Golda answers Hevjal in this way, I suppose I do. There's really much to be said for her answer. With her graying hair and her callous hands and her continuous attention to him and their children, she had the evidence to back up her answer. The gospel poses the same question to us, and now it's going to be our turn to give the answer. As we heard, it begins with Jesus saying to his disciples, if you love me. There's a lot contained in those few words. We need to situate the statement by remembering, again, that Jesus is at the Last Supper with his trusted confidants. What we have here, then, is his last serious conversation with them. And he gets right to the nitty-gritty, that is, the proof of their friendship. We know how serious it is because this is the first time that we hear Jesus speak of his disciples' love for him. Up until this point, we always find Jesus telling his disciples what he wants to give them. Now the tables are turned here, and he's asking them what they are willing to give to him. We know from personal experience, it's a common conversation in any close relationship, friendship, or marriage. We need to determine the presence or the absence of love, because mutual love is supposed to be the bedrock of these relationships. As we also know, if we can't find or feel the love, then the relationship is on very shaky ground. We're all familiar with Elizabeth Barrett Browning's poem, How Do I Love Thee? It's been a favorite since the 1800s when she wrote it, because it resonates so well with our own experience. How do I love thee? She answers the question with lines like, I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life. So Jesus is asking the same question of his followers. How do you love me? Then, as we surely notice, we find Jesus offering these same friends in that upper room the clearest sign of their love. We hear him put it quite simply, if you keep my commandments. So what Jesus is telling them, and us for that matter, is that he sees our love for him when we do what he has asked us to do. That's the clearest sign of our desire to be close to the Lord, when we respect him enough to do the things that he considers important. You know, there was a great book put out a number of years ago with the catchy title, The Five Love Languages. Gary Chapman wrote it. It has saved many marriages. Chapman's point is that people have different ways of feeling love. Maybe it's being affectionate, maybe it's being helpful around the house. But if we really want them to know that we love them, then we've got to speak their language of love. And that may mean them washing the dishes every evening, although we're not big on kitchen duty. We don't want to be simplistic here, but Jesus is really telling us the same thing. If we are committed in our love for him, then the only way he's going to feel it is if we follow through on what he has asked us to do. That's his love language. You'll keep my commandments, he tells us. Surely we've all been around long enough to know that love is an easy game to talk. The words come easy to us. But we also know that love without action is shallow, empty. We're familiar with all kinds of people, maybe ourselves included, who claim to be Christians, but then who don't have all that much proof to back it up. We know that the majority of Americans today say that Jesus is their Lord and Savior, but we can't say that that alone makes us a Christian people. There was a job opening some years back. This particular job required some manual labor, getting outside and not being afraid of getting dirty. There were any number of applicants. But the guy who got the job did not send in your typical resume. What he did was he sent in an old pair of his work boots, full of scratch marks, no shine in sight, still covered with mud. One look at those boots, and there was no doubt to the boss that this guy who had worn them had seen hard work in his life. And of course, he got the job. He didn't have to say anything about how great a worker he was. The boots told the story. You hear that? The boots told the story. So if we want to know the real answer to just how Christ-like we are, how close to Jesus we are, in fact, and not just in our minds, well, let's look at the boots. Words come easy. Real work is much harder. Love without action is empty words. So there is just one question at the heart of the gospel today. It is a question that Jesus asked all of us who want to be his follower. Do you love me? Before we answer that question, we want to pause long enough to hear him tell us something really important. And that is, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Here's where the best answer may not be in what we have to say, but in fact, in what we have to show.